Welcome to episode 198 of the Focused Mindset Podcast. When you're in a conversation and you're wanting it to be empowered, inspired, and to feel more connected with the other person, one of the very best ways to do that is to be able to come alongside them and cheer them on when they might be so down about themselves. You got to be selfless to do that, and it takes practice, and we're going to talk about it today because it's the third day of outlining everything in my Lead with Hope conversation navigation challenge and training that's on my website and free to you. So if you haven't already joined us, it's not too late. You can click the link below. You can get on my website, thefocusedmindset.com, and you can get in because it's never too late for us to start having better conversations. But many times we forget our skills. We forget how to be our best self. And that's why I'm offering this in three easy chunks right to your email, accessible to you whenever you need it in a discreet way, where you could just hop on your email, look like you're reviewing your emails for the day and doing business. But what you're actually doing is getting your mindset straight so you can have powerful conversations. And I'm so excited about this third day. They're going to look forward to the next time they get to talk to you. So let's get started. This is the podcast where you learn how to build stronger connections and have better conversations using the solution-focused approach. I'm Cher Kretz. I'm a school counselor and a solution-focused life coach, and each week we learn new strategies so that we can build our families strong and be the person that we were always meant to be. You can learn more about our products and services by going to thefocusedmindset.com or hop over to Amazon to get 30 days to higher hopes. Welcome to the podcast. We've been through a lot in the last couple of episodes. We've gone through a crash course on how you can gather information in conversations without any judgment. We've talked about how you can plan with purpose, lined up with your values, and you've made it through day one and two of this challenge, and now we're moving on to day three. That's really what these days have been about. What have you already noticed? How has your communication been stronger and more confident as you've walked through this challenge? Well, today, as we deal with the very last step, which is to get started, and we dig into everything that I have in the third day of the challenge, you're going to understand why this is so powerful. I mean, I just think that having something like the three-day Lead with Hope challenge in your inbox is something that you're going to find so valuable to you moving forward. I don't even know if you realize hundreds of people alongside you that's been doing this challenge, but it's really kind of discreet and personal how you deal with it. And we know if we don't erase it, those emails stick around for as long as we need them there. And when you search up how to lead with hope and you see each day of the challenge, you know what you really need help with, and you can click on it and you can get a refresher, and it makes it a really personal situation. It's not like a course that you're doing with a whole bunch of people and everyone's commenting, and or maybe it's, you know, class that you're in with live people that are kind of like, you feel, oh, am I being judged? This is really just between you and yourself. You know when you leave a conversation, if you did your best or if you kind of faltered. We all do. I know even as a counselor, I'll basically evaluate how I did. And sometimes I'll be like, oh, I rushed that conversation, or I kind of like led them to the answer rather than letting them come up with it. And I don't think it's a bad thing to hold myself accountable. And sometimes I have to line it up once again with the things that matter most to me. And now we're entering into day three. And this third day, whether you've had the opportunity to do the other two or not, is something you can start working on right now. And that's being someone's cheerleader, being their best advocate, being someone that's on their side. It doesn't mean that you have to believe in everything they believe. And you might even hope that they make a turn towards a different path. that doesn't mean that you don't believe in them. It's like you believe in the future version of them, the person that they're becoming. That's the person you're really putting your hope in. And that's an important indicator of what we need to understand when we're cheering for someone. We're cheering for who they're becoming. Now, to start this out, we listen to the portion of my TEDx talk that talks about helping people start and helping them get moving in the right direction. It's about 10 minutes into the talk, into the almost 14-minute talk. It's a pretty short talk, like all other TEDx talks. And I introduce, we've already done the G, gather without any judgment, the P for plan with purpose, and we move on to start. And as you know, we're going to listen to my story about working out, how starting was hard. It was not something I kind of went in kicking and screaming, but knowing that it was what I wanted to do. And I needed people to encourage me along the way. And I took it anywhere I could get it. Even my instructor saying a comment that maybe she had said to many people, "You've got this." I took it as like, you know, I think I really do. And we need to remember that our words hold weight and gravity. It matters to people. Listen to how to lead with hope, solution-focused conversation navigation right at that 10-minute mark. And listen to the rest of it with that open mind of really wanting to be ready to be the kind of person that helps other people. But think back to a time when someone encouraged you and it made a significant difference in your life. Remember how those words uplifted you and encouraged you to take action. Because sometime today or in the near future, you are going to have the opportunity to do that very same thing for somebody else. I want you to be ready. In your conversation, we focus on being a cheerleader to the person that we're talking to in a way that is genuine and heartfelt. This isn't about convincing someone that they should be going on the path that you want them to go on. It's about helping them move in the direction that really feels true in their heart, that they've been wanting to do, and they're maybe just fearful to do so. And you're saying, you take that next step, take the leap. By doing that, you're not only inspiring hope, but you're also becoming a source of strength. Not a part of all the negative, and there's plenty of negative to go around. I have some extended experiences that you can do throughout your day to really enhance not only your conversations, but also who you are and your mindset. And the first of that is to start with reflecting. Reflecting on the small positive steps that you can take in your life. Think about a specific action that you can take to help another person feel empowered and hopeful. And then think of a word or phrase that you can incorporate into your conversations that will accomplish this. This is the type of planning that'll help you actually do it, not just think you should do it. We get in a conversation and we think we are really encouraging, and sometimes we just really weren't. So thinking of an actual phrase that you're going to incorporate that's brand new is going to be key. And then it always comes back to journaling for me, writing down, even if you're typing in your phone, even if you're using your phone notes, write down the words and phrases you plan to use so you remember them and revisit them. And don't forget to be your own best cheerleader along the way. When you do use that phrase, tell yourself good job. Acknowledge that you're doing better. That's part two, and now I just went through quickly. Another part of part two is to listen to a past episode, episode 149, and that's Freedom from Self-Sabotage by Taking Action. That episode is really going to help you feel the freedom that you need from the stuff that's going to definitely come in your mind thinking, oh, do I really want to do this? Is this really that important? I don't think I can. I'm not really good at it. All that negative junk flows through our mind. We need to feel freedom from that self-sabotage. And episode 149 will help you do that. Even if you have times where you don't do it well, you can regroup. You could pick yourself up and you can do it. And if you feel that there's a big task in front of you of building a connection with someone that maybe you've drifted away from, Don't let yourself feel like, oh, I'm not the one to do it. I'm going to let somebody else take care of this big problem. That's you shrinking back from your best self. You need to be bold. And sometimes boldness takes stepping right out of that comfort zone and living on the edge and doing the things that kind of scare us a little bit. So that's what episode 149 is going to kind of help you do. And then part three of your action step is to take action, just to do it, right? Just to get out there and help people. And you start by journaling what you're doing, like all the steps that we've said, and then you take action. And when you see an opportunity, even if it's somebody that that you would have never normally encouraged, speak a word of encouragement into them. The people that you're always around, your kids, maybe you are stuck in a rut of pointing out all the things they're doing wrong. Take a minute to encourage them and notice what they're doing well and uplift them in that because they need it. Us as parents need to keep our kids on track. And my daughter many times is like, oh, you know, you're reminding me that of that again. And I'm like, yeah, it's kind of my job. But I want to be intentional about balancing that with all of the great things. And I think that that's something we always need to remind ourselves of, is that hope is something we can help people have more of. And when we do that, it circles back and we feel more hope within us. These are all just part of the free resources that I give you. But you know, I do have some ways for you to go a little further in this whole journey. I'm really offering a really super duper deal for the people that are in this challenge. And you'll see that when you get in the challenge. It's a 50% off code for my bundle, for my communication bundle. So you really don't want to miss out on that. So if you haven't gotten the challenge, in order to get that code, you need to be in the challenge. So you need to click the link that's in the show notes or right below in the notes below, or hop over to my website, thefocusedmindset.com or sharecrets.com. Both of those places will say the free Lead with Hope challenge. And you'll be able to be a part of the Focused Mindset community, where I send out the latest, most incredible bits of information that you could ever get as far as the solution-focused and hope-centered world. And when you do, that's when you receive your link to be able to get 50% off. That gives you all of the training and the 5 modules of training and that goes through how to lead with hope. And you get my book signed, the journaling book that you are going to help author by writing all over inside of it in all of the prompts. So I don't want you to miss out on that. And also, this has been so fun going through this. We're jumping into a whole bunch of interviews with counselors coming up here in this podcast. I hope that through these 3 days, you start to move forward with seeing some real progress in building connections in your relationships. So until next time, live solution focused. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Focused Mindset Podcast. And right now you can hop over to Amazon and pick up your copy of 30 Days to Higher Hopes. But if you want to do something for yourself that's absolutely free, then take my 3-day Lead with Hope challenge. This is the way that leaders all over the place are learning to focus on hope and learning how the power of hope can move people to lasting change. And you join the challenge by heading over to my website at thefocusedmindset.com, where you can also learn about my coaching services. And if you would like to support this podcast, there's a few ways to do that. One, feel free to leave a review. I love reading those. And also, become a Patreon by clicking the link in my show notes, because it's listeners like you that help this podcast grow and helps me reach more people with a message of focusing on hope. So until next time, live solution focused.